Okay, here's the deal. Mrs. Lester, the lady of the house, had hung a comforter out on the clothesline to air out. By chance, I caught a whiff of the comforter and made a shocking discovery. I smelled feathers, a sure and certain indication that birds were living inside the comforter. At first, I didn't believe my own nose. I backed away and studied the thing again. How could there possibly be birds in there? It seemed impossible. Yet when I went back and gave it a more thorough sniffing, my nose gave me the same report, only more detailed this time. There were definitely some birds in there, either chickens, ducks, or gooses. Geese, let us say, because geese is the plural of goose. One goose, two geese. One moose, two meese. One noose, two niece. One caboose, two cabeese, and so forth. I was puzzled by this discovery. I turned and was about to go running for Ma, but then I caught myself. No, sir, I was almost grown and it was time for me to handle problems by myself. Ma was taking a nap on the porch and I didn't need to disturb her sleep. By George, I would handle this deal by myself. And when I got it all worked out, I would go to Ma and give her a full report. And she would be very proud. I turned my full attention to the flapping blanket and barked a warning. Okay, you in there. We're not sure who you are or what you're doing, but we know you're there. And we also know that you don't have permission to be there. Come out with your hands up. Pretty impressive, huh? You bet. But the mysterious birds didn't come out. Instead, the blanket moved ever so slightly, and I was pretty sure that I saw the outline of something. Mysterious birds, perhaps ducks or geese.